Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
It's time for Heart Healer with Andrea Reibmeier. Andrea is a transformational coach, certified quantum healer, Reiki master, facilitator, and Wisdom of the Great Lakes Retreat founder. She's here to help us reconnect with our heart, soul, and divine abundance so we find all the answers we seek from within. Here's Andrea now.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to Heart Healer on News for the Soul. This is our 22nd show, and it's December 3rd, 2020. And welcome, whether it's the morning or afternoon, or if this is a replay for you. And today I'm excited to introduce my guest, which is William Brown. And we will be talking about disconnect to connect. And I'm not going to go into detail. William's going to do this. He's got a great podcast. We're going to talk about his podcast that he does and the amazing work that he is doing in this world in order for all of us to be grounded and connected to our hearts. So I'm going to open this podcast, which I always do, with a meditation and opening also the circle, because this is sacred space. We are all in a circle. So the sun is a circle, the moon is a circle, the earth is a circle, the drum is a circle. We are in a circle within a circle, and your heart is in the center. I've already been introduced, but I do want to say that I live in Northern Ontario, Canada, and Sault Ste. Marie, which is in the epicenter of the Great Lakes. So I'm surrounded by these beautiful, majestic lakes and energetic natural resources of Lake Superior, Lake Huron, Lake Michigan. And I just want to acknowledge that I live in Northern Ontario, and it's the Robinson-Huron Treaty Territory, and the land on which our community is located is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe. So to connect first, all of us, every show I do a very small meditation. So William has heard this one before. I did it on his podcast the other day. And it's for us to really be in the moment, in this now, for this beautiful conversation that we're going to have today. I know that we're all really busy and we have our work lives, but just for this moment, just to tap back into ourselves and just to really listen to this show from heart space. So if you can, I offer you to close your eyes. And if you can't, that's just fine. If you are driving, I recommend that you just re-listen to this or just listen gently to it, but don't actually do it. But if you don't want to close your eyes, just look at something in front of you. Gently look at an object. So as you close your eyes, I'd like you to feel into your fingers. Just feel the tip of your fingers. I'd like you to feel into your back, now into your spine, and feel this beautiful structure that holds you in place. And feel your spine all the way to the top, just as it hits your head, the base of your head, and now all the way down your spine to its base, to your tailbone. And at your tailbone, I'd like you to visualize this beautiful red crystal. And this red crystal is what we call the root chakra. And it's a very steady vibration, solid, bright red. And with this root chakra, we're going to really ground you in. And we're going to open a little door just below it, a portal. And this portal is going to shoot down, all the way 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 down to Mother Gaia, Mother Earth, the center of this planet, Pachamama, Danu, she has many, many beautiful names, all the way to the center of the earth. And at the center of the earth is a crystal, and you're going to attach to this crystal. And I want you to understand and realize and become aware that this crystal you've attached is yours. Everyone has one, and you can attach anytime you wish. One crystal to the next. And within this crystal, I'd like you, now that you're really grounded in Mother Earth, I'd like you to release anything that's not serving you in this moment, in this now, in this week, in this month, in this year. It's been a crazy year in many different forms. You can just release all of that, whatever it is, a thought, an emotion, a belief, a story, feeling in your body. Just release it through Mother Earth. She will receive and she will alchemize and transmute it into a higher vibration, which she will serve for this earth and give back to us. So just release. Kind of part of her job. Very grateful for it. And when we release, we also receive. So we're going to receive back into our crystal. Each one of you has. And receive back into your crystal this beautiful, unconditional love from Mother Gaia. Grounding energy and a heat, like not super hot, but just this warm heat. Gentle, soothing. Mother Gaia also holds your creations. And she holds them until you're ready to germinate them and you're ready to let them bloom. So all that, those seeds are going to go into your crystal. And now we're going to shoot that energy back up, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. And we're going to attach it to your crystal, your red crystal, beautiful, at your tailbone. And now we're going to just gently just take that energy and just move it gently to your hips. To the front and to the back. Your lower dantian, your sacred area of your body, your root. And doing this, it's actually going to root you a little more, hold you more centered. And now we're going to just gently bring that energy, that divine feminine energy from Mother Gaia, up to your sacral chakra, below your belly button. Hold it there. And this is where we actually bloom this creation. So we're just going to plant those seeds. And now we're going to move the energy up into your solar plexus. And that unconditional love, we're going to infuse some of it there. This is your inner power, your inner knowing. And now we're going to weave this energy into your heart center. Just like a tapestry. Beautiful. And now at the top of your head, I'd like you to visualize a crown. And each one of you has one. And it's unique to each one of you, so visualize whatever that is for you. And this crown vibrates at a high vibration. And now we're going to open a little door, and we're going to open up this little door and shoot up a portal straight up, all the way up, through the celestial skies. However you visualize that is perfect. Moon, stars, blue, darkness, all perfect. And we're going to shoot this energy all the way to source energy, divine source energy. And around space is a big, beautiful star. And your portal is going to shoot towards the star, and there's a crystal within, and now you're attached. And yes, this crystal is yours. The star is yours. We each have one. And any time that you wish to connect to source energy, you can connect to your star and to your crystal. And within this crystal is the knowing, the wisdom. It is also the place where your wise healed, unwounded, resourced ancestors reside. That was a tongue twister. Yes, your wise, healed, unwounded, resourced ancestors of all lineages the archangels, angels, your spirit guides, your spirit animals. It's also where we play with time. There is no time here. So we're going to infuse from your support team unconditional love. We're going to play with time, so we're going to infuse that into your crystal. We're going to infuse intuition and knowing. And now we're going to shoot it down, all the way down, all the way down, through the celestial skies. As you saw it, it's perfect. All the way down, and now we're going to attach to your crown. Just infuse your crown with a little light, this beautiful, bright source energy, masculine, divine light. We're just going to light up those crowns. And now we're just going to bring down the energy down to your third eye. Infuse the third eye, your pineal gland, with that intuition and knowing. You can hold it with your hand if you wish. That third eye space. Now bring it down to your throat chakra. And again, this knowing, this truth. This is your truth, your inner truth, speaking your truth. And we're going to bring that energy down into that space, knowing that you are supported. And now we're going to weave this beautiful masculine divine energy into your heart space with the feminine divine energy of Mother Gaia and your heart energy. And it flows, it weaves and it flows together, all in harmony, all connected. You are now connected to your heart energy. You are now connected to your masculine and feminine divine energy. And knowing that you are connected, we are now going to open this beautiful show up. I'm going to introduce our guest. William Brown and I have known each other for many years, and we've reconnected. So it's so important. This talk today is around connection, and I'm so grateful for this reconnection. And William says on his website, he says, your journey to self-discovery starts with the exploration of who you are and what you want, so you truly can be yourself and live your life and ultimately discover who you are really meant to be. Accept the challenge, embrace the journey. William brings a unique perspective to the conversations his clients are willing to be with him in. He also brings a very unique conversation on his podcast, One Word. Every day, he has a guest, and every day he talks about one word and goes deep within it. His thoughts are provoking. His presentations and his talks leave you, the audience, to explore and experience a deeper understanding and grace for yourselves and those around you. So we can actually be connected. Because when we're in relation, it's less neurotic. So William, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, hi. Beautiful to hear your voice. I hope I didn't list you out again too much.
I know. It was so beautiful that, you know, the last time when we did it on my show, it was like near the end of my show. So it's like the rest of my day. I was like, you know, there's this energy to me. And so now I have this energy right before we talk. So Lord knows what's going to show up, right?
I was going to warn you, like, it was interesting because I was on William's show a week mm-hmm. ago, and it was the one word was sent, and I intuitively thought, you know what, to center us, it was near the end of the show, I'm going to do the heart meditation, and it was beautiful. I totally blissed William out.
Right.
God, it was near the end of the show. a little speechless and just sort of wanted to stay in this space. It was kind of cool. So I was going to warn you, hey, guess what? I'm going to be doing that again. All right. So let's open up this beautiful space. So William, you've done so much. You're a keynote speaker. You're an author, coach, podcast. You have your own podcast. how many, so let's do your podcast first. How many podcast shows have you done so far?
About 230. It's kind of interesting because I started the podcast in April. When I was thinking about starting it, it was like, I'll do it about three times a week. And, so I'm just planning, I have all these plans of what I'm going to do. And after the first show, I was like, I have to do this every day or I won't commit to this. And we're off, right? So it was like, I took some time off in August, but, I pre-recorded the show. So I, recorded all the shows for August, and then I just came back at it. And once you're committed to the conversations of, self-discovery and relationship building, you're just kind of, you're in it or you're not.
Yeah, that's so beautiful.
How did you come up with this idea of the one word for your podcast?
It's really under the framework of disconnect to connect. I went to a conference, a Wisdom 2.0 a couple of years ago, and Wisdom 2.0 is, I guess, a conversation around spirituality and technology and how they work together and how they get in the way of each other and all that. And so within that conversation, I was like, I would be very interested to see how what I need to disconnect from so I can connect to myself. And so looking at technology, looking at ideas, looking at a lot of different other things that I'm connected to that I was willing to disconnect from. And then I was really thinking about it, that within my communication, that is a way that I connect or disconnect. And many times that within those connections and disconnections, I don't even let people know. People will say something and it's like, oh, that's horrible. So I am not going to listen to anything else you're going to say. So I wasn't willing to have that conversation of, hey, you just said something that caused me to disconnect from this conversation. And so I said, let's have a show within my show to have words, one word, that just to see how it lands, to see if it would cause connection or disconnection. And it's been fascinating to see how words show up.
In this world right now, I'm just going to interrupt you a second, William. In this world right now, we're having a lot of issues with more so than ever. And even I think in the States, it's a little more evident, is the word, of different perspectives. And people
That's a nice
are just
way of
disconnecting.
Putting it, right?
Different perspectives and different mindsets, different views. And so they just disconnect. They're not even listening to each other. So I love this formula. And I had a show on with Kyle King, one of my podcasts, which was called Truthful Conversations. I can't remember the complete title of it, but Truthful Conversations. So your formula, I love it. Like, how do you create a formula that you have a space that you will actually hear someone talk?
Right. And
whether
just
you agree
be
or
okay.
Not. Yeah.
Yeah. Just be okay that, this word lands totally different for me. The one thing that, I've had, it was on my show once before and I'm still kind of working through it, is the word impact. And for me, when I hear, you need to have an impact and make an impact and all that other kind of stuff, I want nothing to do with making an impact. For me, how that word lands for me is that there's an agenda. I'm forcing myself on someone. I'm not giving them a choice. I'm intentionally trying to disrupt them. That's just how it lands for me. But I recognize that it has a power to other people. And so within that conversation, I was like, you know what? I would prefer to be an influence instead of an impact. And so there is times that, you know, people put in their messaging, hey, you know, do you want to make an impact? And I'll say, no, you know, and it's like, okay, well, end of conversation. But, you know, but it just kind of go from there. But the more that from that conversation, the more that I can even consider that there is, you know, positive or there's more empowering to impact than just the negative way that it shows up for me.
Yeah, that perspective piece. And when I hear impact, I hear, because as a coach, intention, what, you know, this is the impact you had. What was your intention? Right. Mm-hmm. And so I always play with those two. And impact to me can be positive or negative.
Right.
But what was the intention that you had that created that impact? And more often than not, that's the gap, the bridge of awareness. The aha
right.
moment. Yeah, that's awesome. So you have, so this disconnect to connect, you did it so that we can have space to hear and listen others' perspective. What else?
Yes.
What else around disconnect to connect? Because there's so much. I mean, there's so much within just those three words.
Right.
What else for you around that?
Right. So there was like three areas that I wanted to inquire, right? So within my coaching and within my life, and it's where can we disconnect to connect within our work, in our relationships, and for ourselves, you know, so we can take care of ourselves, so we can be that. And you mentioned something in the intro that is like, I'm not going to correct you or something, but this is how I look at it, my relationships differently in regards to disconnect to connect, is that we were connected a number of years ago and there wasn't a disconnection. There was just wasn't an awareness of our connection through those years that we didn't communicate as much. Too
mm-hmm.
often we think that because of proximity, that if I'm not around you, or if you're not in my inbox, or if you're, you know, if I don't see you online, we're disconnected. We're not disconnected, but I don't have an awareness of our connection. And because of our virtual connection, I was like, huh, you know, I would really love to have a conversation with Andrea. And it was like,
mm-hmm.
I am so glad that I'm connected. And there was a part of me that's like, geez, I haven't talked to this person in, you know, a couple of years. I wonder if she remembers me or does she even want to have a conversation with me? But the more that I embrace that we are already connected. And so
yeah.
I can just kind of be a part of that.
Yeah, I agree with you. To me, it's more, I think the way I see it is we're all connected, all
right.
of us. And
right.
and not only that, we're also, I'm doing a lot of animistic awareness and animistic psychology, actually, is my new passion, and as well as ancestor work. And to me, we're all connected. I'm connected to not only to humans, every single human, but I'm also connected energetically, and I do a lot of energy work. To nature, to trees, to the water, to the earth,
right.
to the air, to all of it. And I'm also connected to my ancestors. So
right.
it's actually a new awareness for me how much we're in relation at all times.
Right. Mm-hmm.
With
and that's
stuff
why
that you're not even aware of. Yeah.
Right. And that's why it's important for me within this conversation around disconnect to connect. Is that what do I need to disconnect from so I can be
mm-hmm.
aware of the connections, you know, with my ancestors,
mm-hmm.
with the people, with the world, the plants, the, you know, the environment that I'm in, because there's so much time for me is spent feeling that I am disconnected from other people and sometimes even disconnected from myself. It's like, what is causing
yeah.
me to feel this disconnection from myself? That's an inquiry
yeah.
right there,
yeah.
right?
yeah, and what's the impact? We talked about impact
right.
before. If we're disconnected from others and even I'm going to say worse. We're disconnected from ourselves. What's the impact?
Right. Wow.
And it's,
yeah, we miss ourselves,
right?
So
I'm
going to
ask you the question. What do you, I have ideas of what the impact is. What do you think the impact is? If we're disconnected from others.
Yeah, I think the one thing is that we miss each other. We miss ourselves. We are not showing up in the world. I think the self-discovery journey is not just for us, is for others. So we're on this self-discovery journey alone with others. And so the more that I am connected to myself, or I have the awareness of the connected to myself, the more that I can show up as myself and the more that I can be with others.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the times that when I feel disconnected, because it's more of a feeling than the truth, right? the more that I feel disconnected with others is because I'm feeling the disconnection within myself. There is something that I'm denying about myself, or not aware of myself, or allowed other things to cause me not to really be aware of the completeness, you know, of me. The more that I embrace the completeness of myself, but at the same time be aware that I am not totally or presently aware of my completeness. I am not missing anywhere.
Right. Yeah, the word there is aware. And,
right.
You know, as you're talking, I had a flood of memories. And, you know, growing up, I grew up in a dysfunctional home. I think most of us, we all, there is no normal kind of thing in the world. And so I wasn't really connected knowing self very well, and it took me into my later years. And that disconnection was my lack of awareness of self in all forms, like especially my strengths. Knowing my strengths, knowing the beauty within myself, and no connection to that at all, and no connection to my heart. And my heart space, just for listeners to know, I love that I'm the heart healer, was not where I was at. It's probably opened up. Actually, I really think it opened up when my daughter was born. But the last 10 years, I've kind of been on this journey, even more transformational journey. But no awareness of self, and so lost, so alone, and just no hope, no vision, no purpose, no passion. And yeah, and I think my personal journey started with connecting to my strengths. And that was a big, oh my God, what do you mean I have strengths?
Right.
What? Yeah, we all do. I always start with strengths with my clients. Yeah. And the other one I want to put in the room is COVID. And it's been awful. It really has in many forms. But it's also been a blessing in some forms. I've heard it, myself included, I've heard many people talk, it forced us to disconnect from things that aren't serving us in order to connect to the things that are. And one of them is family or self, or I wouldn't have done ancestry work if it wasn't for COVID. I just had time. I have all this time on my hands now. Yeah.
There was, the show actually, you know, the one word, you know, conversation show was, to be honest, was because of COVID. Because, you know, at the beginning of the year, I had, you know, had plans, you know, new year, new me, right? The conversation around disconnect to connect was originally, you know, workshops and retreats, and just face-to-face conversations. And, you know, to have a large conference, you know, a large gathering of over 200 people, that was, you know, the plan. And then when all of that was shut down, I was like, okay, am I committed to having a disconnect to connect conversation? And, you know, and I said all the reasons why I couldn't have it. And then it became very clear that those were excuses. So it's like, if I'm committed to this conversation of disconnect to connect, what am I willing to do? And that's when the video podcast says, okay, well, I'm committed to have a conversation about, you know, about this, about one word, about, you know, about how we're showing up in our for ourselves and in our business and relationships. And so let's just see how that goes. But it took me to really look at the things that I was calling reasons were really excuses. And I don't think I would have got there without COVID, because I had really good reasons why I was doing things and not doing things. And the more that I really peeled back those reasons and had an inquiry around those reasons, it was like, wow, there's just excuses. I just prettied them up so I wouldn't do them, you know? So it is on when people say to me that, oh, wow, you're committed to this conversation, you know, I commend you for doing a daily conversation around this. And at first I was like, oh, okay, I accept that. But the reality is the hour and a half, and now I've reduced it down to probably closer to an hour a day that I put into the show. The hour and a half, I was like goofing off at least 90 minutes a day. So I just kind of like, okay, let's reduce the goof off time in my day and put a show in there, right? You know. So it really caused me to show up in that 90 minutes. Am I going to do anything to commit to this conversation about disconnect to connect? And because of COVID, I said yes. And here we are.
I really want to acknowledge you, William. Your show is amazing, and your personality, your vibration, it's honestly your energetic vibration on this show is, it just elevates the conversation. It elevates the listener. It elevates the guest. And to hold this space like that every single day, which wow, shows a lot about you. It's really you showing up, you modeling the way. You do you, and you're doing a great job. Like, I just really want to acknowledge you that. And I'm curious how that's landing on you, because we often don't acknowledge our own successes, and
right. It's
important, because you're doing really good work. You really are.
You know, I appreciate that, and how it's landing is, it's like, okay, how can I accept this, and I don't say reject it, or kind of put it in its proper place, right? because growing up, it's like, don't get a big head about it, right? You know, don't read your own press, right? You know, all those things that we say to keep us from ourselves, to be honest, really. I mean, because the more that I embrace the bigness of myself, right, how people see me, so the reflection of myself, the more that I can be able to stay there instead of retreat. There was, I've had a struggle, and that I've kind of let go on some, sometimes I'm reminded of the struggle, but of embracing the bigness of my life and the smallness of my life at the same time. And so it's that, and that's why my desire to be grounded to really, mm-hmm. in that grounding, to be stretched to the divine, right? But also have this practicality. And I think that's where the one word, with not understanding, but have a knowing, that the one word is to keep it simple so people can really connect to themselves, connect to their thoughts,
yeah.
what's important. Because too often when we have self-discovery and self-help conversations, it gets so heady that it's like, yeah, I don't have time for that. I gotta be practical about this. But there is something within me that I have embraced and that I accept in your acknowledgement of me, that I want to make this accessible. I had mm-hmm. a dear mentor and friend tell me that, I really appreciate your self-discovery journey that you're on, but, I'm concerned that it's a part of your business because it's a luxury for people to have, self-discovery. And I was like, that's the point. It's a necessity. The more that I can make this a daily activity for us to see ourselves and be with ourselves, it's not a luxury. I recently changed the ending of my show. And I don't know if I did it with you. Because at the end of my show, I say...
No, it was after my show. It was after the meditation. Because I go into the green room. And you changed it that show.
Oh, so the meditation caused me to do it, to be aware of it. But it was like, the world wants you, the world needs you. And I used to say, the world is waiting for you, so go be you. And after that show, it was like, the world's not waiting for you. The world wants you and needs you right now. We are purpose. There is purpose in our existence. And the more that we embrace that, the more that we are compelled to know who we are, to connect to ourselves and show up that way. And there is this urgency and necessity in being ourselves. And I think the more that we are willing to have these conversations so we don't wait until the traumas of our lives to kind of say, who the hell am I? Right? Mm-hmm. But we know we have an actionable awareness of ourselves. So whatever shows up, that we know who we are and we can show up for it.
Yeah. Or, even the traumas, because that's life. Things will happen in our lives. But if you have a base, a foundation, you're centered,
mm-hmm.
you know your strength. You can navigate the rough waters. You can do it. We had a conversation last night, my family, and we were talking about mental health. And my daughter's in medical school. My husband's a physician. And so they have a particular perspective. And theirs was that it's not accessible to everyone. They can't all afford it. And, not everyone can, has access to what you do, Andrea. And I disagree. And this show and your show and the work that Nicole does with News for the Soul, and there's so many other accessible things for all of us to tune into, to be able to connect to ourselves, to connect to others, and to understand where you do need to disconnect in order to connect. Yeah,
right.
No, it's not, I can't say it was available when I was younger, honestly.
Right.
You'd come across a book somewhere or something, but it didn't really make sense because the rest of the world didn't resonate that way. So you're thinking, what am I reading here? But it's more and more become a norm, and we're flowing more into this space of self-care, self-love. It's a superpower. Your self-care,
right.
your self-love is a superpower, and peace is a birthright.
Right. Wow. Oh, I love that. I think the reason why, other than marketing and the business of self-help, that there it's more of a conscious, and this is my opinion, is that the feeling of the disconnect and the division and the fight that is showing up in our society is causing us to really be aware that we can't exist in this fight all the time. This way of being is not our state, you know, of being that is sustainable. And so the more that we know about ourselves and the more that we understand of our connections to each other, the more the fight goes away, the more the discord goes away. Yes, are we going to do things differently? Yes, we're all what I call unique expressions of God. And the more that we show up as our unique expressions of God, then God is the only thing that's showing up. But and when we're not that, Lord knows what's showing up, right? Like, you know, and then there's a fight. There is that the discord within it. And how can I be my unique expression in my conversations, in my relationship, and how I speak to myself in the work that I feel that I'm called to do? I think the more that I'm able to sit with those questions, the more that I don't get so caught up with the distractions, the noise that only cause disconnection. And because the level of disconnection is only, for me, feeling the end game is destruction. Because the more that I'm disconnected, the more that I'm isolated, and in that isolation, there is no good that will come out of that. And I think we are fighting against that drive to kind of destroy ourselves.
Yeah, it's coming out with me what you're saying is, you know, that it's an illusion.
Right.
An illusion that we're separate and that we're
right.
separate from source energy. Call it God. There's many names that people have, but it is a core source energy that we are all connected. And I'm really aware that there's a definite connection to love. Like love is resonating through that energy. And so we are not separate from it. We are not separate from each other. We are not separate from nature, from our ancestors, from everything around us. The air that you breathe, you're not separate from it. And thinking that you are creates that discord that you talked about, creates that chaos, confusion, and destruction. And
right.
it's, you know, it's a choice. It's always, we have free will. It's a choice to choose. Separation or connect or disconnection or connection, I'm going to call it.
Right.
Because that's our show. you know, but it is, and loneliness. I know a lot of people that are lonely right now. And, you know, but my question, and I had again this conversation with someone, I said, but were they disconnected before COVID? Right.
Yeah.
So if they're feeling lonely and not connected, were they even connected before? And
right.
if they aren't, that's okay. It's all perfect. Gently, with compassion, start to reconnect. Start to just reach out to those people, you know, and know that you're okay. There's no judgment. Don't judge. There is no judgment, you know, judge self, judge others kind of thing. Just reconnect. Gently, whatever form that is. And, you know, like you said, this moment in COVID gave you an opportunity to do this beautiful podcast. And COVID is giving people to reconnect to themselves and others, whether they know it or not.
Right. Yeah, they're all, I guess the lessons, you know, today's word, was endurance. And the question that I had for myself is that most of the times when when endurance shows up for me, it is, I am wondering if I can endure this, you know, terrible moment that, you know, that I'm in, right? You know, the difficulty of the moment, you know, but also, can I endure, have the endurance for the positive or the things that are working, you know, because sometimes I feel like things are like slipping away from me. So my connections are slipping away from me. The love is slipping away from me, and mm-hmm. I want to endure. I want to manage, handle, keep it, you know, all that. And I don't want to, I guess, to, it's a really crazy thing. I don't want to mess up being myself. You know, it's like there's only one me, and it's like, well, I'm going to screw up being myself, right? And it's like, where is that coming from? You know, but it's like really being okay that there are some things that I'm going to do that may cause separation, not disconnection, because in some cases, I do believe that we're never fully disconnected. It's just more of an mm-hmm. illusion. There's a feeling of that. But there is a way that I can not stay in that state of understanding of a separation, a distance between. It's one thing as we say that we create spaces, right? We create spaces for something lovely to happen. But also within conversation, when there's space within our communication, that's when there's confusion for me, right? You know, it's like when I'm not in communication with someone, and I'll just use my wife, right? When I'm not in communication with my wife, I will make up stories why I'm not in communication with her. You know, it's because I'm tired. It's because, you know, the last time she said something, I didn't like it. And so we're not going to talk, you know, it just kind of, we'll just do nods and all that other kind of stuff. So I've created a space for me to fill it with stories. And so mm-hmm. what we do in our space, in our separations, has to be intentional, or it will cause a further of a separation that will make us feel that we are now disconnected. And then within that understanding or feeling of disconnection, then all kind of crazy stuff can happen.
What I find interesting about that is coming to me is that separation, that space is, if we are not connected to self from our strengths and we're coming from a wounded space, we will fill that mm-hmm. space with our wounded child.
Right.
And how this, I've heard this over and over, and I will preach it. It is time for healing. It's time, you know, to be aware of that space that we're creating these stories or those emotions that aren't emotions are just data. I'm not going to put judgment on them.
Right.
There is none. But, you know, if we're in emotion all the time, I think you talked about, I wonder if you talked about that one of your shows. In that emotion, you will have a low vibration. But the concept is to heal. Is you, again, I'm going to say, we are all born abundant of love and bliss. And our birth rate is peace. And it is. I mean, anyone who's had a child, yes, they cry, they do this stuff, but really they are those things. And then we create this programming over their lifetimes, also ancestral stuff. So how do we heal those wounds? So then we have that space. We're allowed space. How do you create that space where then it's just pure divine love? It's resonant. It vibrates at a higher level. You know, we don't take things personally. Yeah, it's time for healing. And I we're almost up for the hour, and I've got a few more minutes, and I want to tap into something for you. How do people get a hold of you? What's your YouTube channel? And I'm getting up every morning with a puppy, by the way. And so I'm up really early, and my friends are laughing because I'm sending texts earlier, Facebook links, and they're like, what are you doing up at 6:30, 7 o'clock? Like, that's not like you. And so I'm listening to your show early in the morning, too. So if you can tap people into that one also, that's Happy Today.
Happy Today. So that's, a, you know, 7 a.m. Eastern Time. It's Happy Today. And it's, you know, it's reflection. It's, you know, asking the question and sometimes answering it. Who woke up today? And I think the more that we are willing to just be present to how we're facing our day, what we're present to right now. And so I'm exploring what happy means, and I'm exploring what being present means within the day, within the moment. So I do that at 7 a.m. And so there are some days where it feels like, you know, ramblings of a sleeping person, right? there's also some days that it really level sets me and kind of really, you know, charges me for the next moment that I'm able to have. You know, one of our conversations is on Facebook and YouTube. The YouTube channel is Disconnect to Connect Conversations. So if you put that in, you'll see all of the conversations, you know, on there. And so we go live on there at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And it's also a Facebook page of Disconnect to Connect Conversations that we have. And you can reach me. I make it easy because sometimes I make things easy for other people so I can make it easy for myself. And I'm at iamwilliambrown.com. And so you can find me, my website, and only on Twitter. I am William Brown with no O, because the William Brown or somebody has it with the O. So you'll find me without the O in Brown. But that's how you can connect with me and see what I'm up to, and, you know, and possibly do some coaching with me, or, you know, or get some of the books. I have a couple of children's books of Beyond the Shell. The first book is Finding You Beyond What Protects You. And the second book in that series is The Journey to Stay You, because even with our awareness of ourselves, I would hate to believe that it's a fight, but it is definitely a challenge to hold on to that awareness.
Yeah, you talk about labeling.
Right.
We didn't even go there today.
Right.
And you also, on your morning show at 7 a.m., you do cards.
Yeah, the U cards. The U cards, thank you for reminding. It's like I said so many things. The U cards are a way, they're journal promptings, and they're intention settings. You know, I'll pick I have an I am card, or a you are card, and a quote card. So, you know, there are some days that I just pick one of those cards and just kind of see I am declaration, you know, and just go from there. Or it's a quote card and kind of saying, okay, can I show up in this way? See how I can show up this way. And it's kind of funny.
So,
I went back and go ahead.
Oh, sorry to interrupt you. We're at the top of the hour. I just want to say I am William Brown. All of you go onto that website, the YouTube, all the connections are there. It's really, really easy. I am William Brown. Also, all the products are there. I highly recommend. And so, William, I want to thank you. I am at the top of the hour, so I just want to say the circle is open but never broken. And we are all, that we are always connected.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. And, Nicole, we're up on the hour.